This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man. Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour, did Chip Kelly just get himself a bridge quarterback to build the UCLA program? And one spicy moment, I will take down Death by Salsa coming up in 37 minutes from now. Stay tuned. Death by Salsa. It's also Target Demo Friday, which means, boys and girls, that you should let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show, either on Twitter or on Facebook. Let's get that interaction going this morning. I want to know what the D-Aliens are up to. So do it up by going to our Twitter page, DA on CBS, and letting me know. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Ty Lue says he has settled on a 10-man rotation for his first-round playoff series against the Pacers that begins on Sunday. Let's start here. The Cavaliers' defense is bad. It's not kind of bad. It's not mediocre. It's really bad. It's 29th out of 30 in defensive efficiency. The Cavaliers have gotten by this season with another 50-win campaign and winning the division. How? Because LeBron has been ridiculous, and they can outscore people. But LeBron has simply taken over games when they've needed to be taken over throughout the regular season. There's nothing else that's consistent on that team. The defense is shoddy at best. The young guys sometimes show up, sometimes don't. Kevin Love, at times, is the second best player on the floor. At times, has been injured for huge swaths of the season. Coaching has been up and down. Even the three-point shooting, which has been now a hallmark around LeBron going back to the Miami days, has been up and down. The only constant is LeBron this season for the Cavs. So, Victor Oladipo is going to get his. The Pacers will score. Sabonis will get buckets, but will they do enough to overcome LeBron four times in a seven-game series? I don't think so. Here's Ty Lue not wanting to tell anybody what he's going to do, but the report is it's going to be a 10-man rotation in Cleveland.
It's tough because we got 12 or 13 guys that, you know, showed this year that they can play, and you're not going to be able to play that many guys in the playoffs. And I've talked to the guys, and they understand that. You just got to be ready because you never know when you're going to be called upon.
So he's talking about 12 or 13 guys. Let me just tell you that NBA playoff benches never go 12 or 13, ever. And they usually don't go 10. It's usually 8 at most, sometimes 9. Here is from Cleveland.com. Ty's already told us that Jeff Green is a starter for the playoffs and Jose Calderon is going to get minutes off the bench. At the second point guard behind George Hill playing alongside Jordan Clarkson. He said J.R. Smith would play a role similar to Green when he comes off the bench. The swing spots are at shooting guard where both Rodney Hood and Kyle Korver are candidates but have been nursing injuries. And at the backup five, that being the backup center. Tristan Thompson, the Cavs starter in the last three NBA finals, played most of the second half of Wednesday's season finale when Larry Nance Jr. mostly watched, which would seem to suggest Nance has the upper hand. Thompson was excused from the Cavs video session and team meeting Thursday because of the birth of his daughter. Obviously, Tristan Thompson dealing with the whole infidelity, cheating scandal, Khloe Kardashian, which is hovering above him. As for Hood and Korver, sounds like Hood with a sore left Achilles is further along than Korver, who has a sore right foot. Korver's 37 years old. Here's what it all means. There's nothing constant. There's nothing stable in the Cavs lineup. And while you have probably heard of Jeff Green, watched Tristan Thompson, seen Kyle Korver, know Jose Calderon, this is not much different than his 2007 Cavs team, which is going to go down in history and already has 11 years later as one of the greatest single performances ever by a basketball player, dragging that corpse, that joke of a roster, to the NBA Finals, even if that meant they got swept by the Spurs in their prime. There is nobody on that team. Nobody. This is kind of like that, guys. Larry Nance Jr., good, athletic, bouncy. Jordan Clarkson, kind of the same thing. Kyle Korver, spot-up shooter, one of the most effective three-point shooters in history. But when you put it all together, there's no great number two outside of Kevin Love. And even Kevin Love at number two on that floor isn't a great option, as we know. If this Cavaliers team gets to the NBA Finals, it will say two things. Number one, the East again wasn't all that good because the Toronto Raptors weren't up to the challenge and the Celtics were dinged up, significantly dinged up, and nobody else was really good enough to take them down, including a very young Sixers team who's going to be too early in the Sixers' development. It would mean that. And number two, that LeBron just continues to stack reasons why you could argue him as the best player of all time without saying championships. You know, here's what it really means for LeBron to me when it comes to his legacy and his place in NBA history. From this point on, and it has already started, because LeBron's been doing this now since, let's say, 2007. Really before that, when he came into the league in 2003. He is going to continue to make an argument that he's the greatest player of all time for all the reasons except NBA Finals record. If you want to simply lean on 6-0 by Michael, that's fine. Totally credible. But that's going to be the one thing, the only thing Michael holds over LeBron. Because everything else is going to be an argument for LeBron. LeBron brought the worst team, arguably in NBA history, to the NBA Finals in 2007. Strictly on his own back. LeBron's going to finish with more points, more rebounds, more assists, more games played, more minutes, more seasons, more Olympic gold medals, more playoff runs, more NBA Finals appearances. He will have done more with less. More consecutive NBA Finals appearances. As many MVPs, or he might get more MVPs. He will have done everything except 6-0. I mean, that much is just clear. He is just going to end up continuing to do this. And this year's LeBron performance, even if he does not win MVP over James Harden, is again one of those, what the hell is this guy doing? He's 33 years old after 15 years of the NBA. He should not be doing this. Now with this cast of characters, he had a washed up Dwayne Wade and a no good Isaiah Thomas and a coach that was unhealthy the entire season. He lost Kevin Love. They traded Kyrie Irving. They changed the entire roster at the trade deadline. They're the four seed. If they weren't the, if they didn't have LeBron James on this team, what are the Cavaliers? The Brooklyn Nets? The New York Knicks without Porzingis? the Orlando Magic? I mean, seriously, without LeBron, what are the Cavaliers? This year, if LeBron does not play on the Cavaliers because he tears his ACL on night one, the Cavaliers are the Magic. They are the Suns. They are the worst team or one of the worst teams in all of basketball. They're a four seed right now with a chance and a good chance to go to the NBA Finals only because of him. That's a 10-man rotation. What did that tell you? There ain't no good players on the team besides LeBron. I mean, that's what it tells you. This is not a 10-man rotation because, boy, we are so deep and so good and everybody's stepping up. It's a 10-man rotation for Ty Lue because, I don't know, I mean, maybe Jeff Green steps up. I don't know. Maybe Calderon's okay. Maybe Kyle Korver gets healthy. Maybe Rodney Hood's all right. Maybe Jordan Clarkson puts it together. Maybe Larry Nance Jr. shows some athleticism. I mean, I don't know. A lot of maybes on that Cavaliers team. A lot of maybes. Call me maybes. 855-212-4CBS. Now that song is stuck in your head. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Paul tweets, if Robbie Rosenhaus doesn't show for one spicy moment, you should make that fat dude eat. You should make that fat SOB Mraz eat on his behalf for his ignorant reaction to the Yankee start and ban Robbie. That guy sucks.
Puffiness with sodium.
Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. I realize the error of my ways. I gave Robbie too much leash here. And I think he's now taking advantage of it. Today is one spicy moment. We have been asking Robbie for 2 weeks when he can come in to eat. We said today at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time because Robbie told us today he was available. He told us today he was available. What's the latest from Rosenhaus on the texts?
He has sent me a screenshot of his GPS, and he's in all red. And he said, I'm listening in the car. I should be there at 10:45. He said that. He said, but it keeps changing. Now he said, can you ask DA to move it to 11:40, please?
No.
I'm not moving.
No.
I am not going to
run. No.
I'm not going to run from where I park just to sweat again from the spices. One sweat in a day is enough.
So now he thinks we should do him a favor because he would sweat running into the office.
Like, I'm the middleman here. This is...
What do you think?
You have created this animal.
What do you think? I want your honest take here. What do you think?
My honest take is...
Strip it down honesty right now. This is... Here's the truth serum. Here's the talking stick.
It's just this... We have built Robbie to what he's become, and to expect Robbie not to be Robbie would be ridiculous.
Okay, so this is on me.
I think it is
on
you.
That's fine.
I do.
Be honest.
I think it's on you, but
it's on me.
It doesn't mean he's not, he's right. He's obviously wrong. He is, though, sending me GPS shots of dead stop traffic. Probably didn't expect it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, nonetheless, give yourself enough time. Get in here. Because we could have done this with you on Tuesday and moved it to Friday because he said specifically, I will be there. Here's the time I will be here. And now it's late, late, late. Now, if the guy is sitting in traffic and he's getting here, I think you should still eat at the end of the hour. And if he shows up, he should still have to eat at 11:40. But he just won't get the theatrics and the pub. We're going to sit there, make him eat, make him sweat. On to Target Demo we go.
Okay, so I'm going to eat this coming up in 25 minutes.
I don't think you should wait because we've pubbed it enough.
No, I'm not going to wait.
But it does ruin the bit a little bit not to have you guys eating together. I got to be honest.
I have to eat when I said I was going to eat.
Yeah.
Because
we're paying off a tease.
And I publicized this all week long. So I have to eat it then. If Robbie wants to come in here and he makes it in by noon, then we'll have him eat after the Bucky Brooks interview.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
Bucky Brooks first.
But why is
he going to have to wait through that?
But what is he making demands that he's only going to sweat once today?
I think that's what Robbie does. He's trying to play humor because he knows you're going to be angry, so he thinks you would laugh at that joke.
Okay, so is he trying to go on the offensive on this? Like, dictate his terms?
I don't think he's just... Well, I mean, I really do think he's serious, but he's trying to make a joke while being serious.
All right, fine.
I think he realized if he parks his car at 10:40 or 10:45 and the closest spot he gets is 10 blocks away, and the only way he makes it is by running, he knows he's going to show up panting like a dog. It'll be 52 after. You're going to make fun of him for that. Then he eats the salsa, and then he felt like he wasted his time.
wasting his time. He's paying off a bet. He said he was going to do it. It's not a waste of time. You have to do this.
Listen.
It's like getting rent in. You have to do it.
This goes back to me burping on the PGP. This all ties in.
You ruined this.
I ruined it.
You ruined everything.
But, you know, when you play me as the pig and then I'm a pig and then I get punished, when you play up Rosenhaus, you know what you're getting out of him. I like him. I think he's got talent.
I like him.
And then he comes back to stab you in the back when we're relying on him. Well, you know what? This is your fault.
Well, he's never stabbed me in the back.
Now he has. Correct.
Wow.
See? And you can't. It's like Costanza. You can't get it out of you.
Huh. Is that so?
So he'll be here.
All right.
At some point in the show, he's going to eat. But it may not be together with you.
Okay. Let me tell you. There are people out in the newsroom right now laughing hysterically at me. Because they said, told you.
Good.
Told you.
Told you too.
This is Bogusch's fault, by the way, for picking Rosenhaus instead of you.
Well, he wouldn't have even had Rosenhaus in the back of his mind if you didn't create the star.
It's all bad.
Wow.
Wow. Is that so? 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, did Chip Kelly just get his bridge quarterback to build his UCLA power program? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Good value, big upside.
I do love the Da. I do.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Aw, the Da. I love the Da.
Appreciate you being with us on a fine Friday, Target Demo Friday. So let us know what you got going on as you listen to the show, where you're at as you listen to the show, and what you got cooking this weekend. We'll read those coming up here next hour on the show via Twitter, DA on CBS, on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Now, our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We'll jump into your phone calls coming up here in mere moments. Also, one spicy moment, me versus this death by salsa, comes up in the next segment, so about 15 minutes from now, and I'm starting to get a little nervous. I got that feeling, the butterflies in your stomach, like the first day of school. Like, what am I in for? Again, this cartoon pepper on the front of the jar is dealing with some type of brain aneurysm or hemorrhage that makes me scared. Very scared. I've got milk. It's my only security blanket. So, Chip Kelly has a new quarterback. Wilton Spate, who you remember from Michigan, is going to become a graduate transfer and head to UCLA to be coached by Chip Kelly, Dana Bible, his quarterback's coach. At Michigan, he was injured early in the season back in September, fractured a vertebrae against Purdue. After the season, announced his intentions to transfer. Harbaugh was seemingly keeping the door open for him to come back, but that wasn't in the cards for him. Spate threw for a little over 3,000 yards and had 22 touchdowns and 10 interceptions over the course of his entire Michigan career. This has become a very popular and common way for programs to jumpstart themselves, the graduate transfer quarterback. Young men with a year of eligibility left are allowed to transfer anywhere they want if they pursue a graduate degree that is not available at their school that they're currently at. And so now it's kind of become free agency in college football. Wilton Spate walks in and already has 4 years of grooming under him at a power program. Chip Kelly doesn't have to worry about trying to get a freshman up to speed or a youngster up to speed running a complicated offense. This could be the bridge QB for Chip. I am on record. I think Chip Kelly is going to crush it at UCLA. what he did at Oregon, he will do at UCLA. He did not win a national championship there, but Chip Kelly also had to get a pipeline of kids from California up to Oregon. And that actually started happening before Chip got to Eugene. But that's where he got his skill position players and his really talented guys. Obviously, Marcus Mariota doesn't come from California, comes from Hawaii. But you know that in Eugene, Oregon, there's not great talent in high school football in the Pacific Northwest, specifically in the state of Oregon. You've got to get all those kids from California. Now he's in L.A. at a glamour program in L.A. Chip Kelly's going to get kids, get talent. His offense works at that level. I think his attitude, his controlling attitude, his arrogance, whatever that is that made him great at Oregon, works in college, did not work in the NFL. I think it'll work in college again. I think it'll work in college in a big way, in a glamour school where you can poach kids from high schools just down the road. I think this Wilton Spate signing by UCLA and Chip Kelly is an important one. I think it's a good one. I think it could bring kind of instant stability to the quarterback position for UCLA and then buy some time. And again, this is what happens now with a lot of early coaches, new coaches. We bring in a graduate transfer. He stabilizes us through the first recruiting period. And then it gives us a full calendar year to get another kid in here. We work with him in spring football. And then by the next go-round, we've got a kid that we feel comfortable with because we've recruited him or we've worked with him. Makes sense for Spate. He goes to a guy that obviously has worked with quarterbacks before and a very highly considered offensive mind. Works for UCLA. They get a potential instant solution at QB. 855-212-4CBS. Dallas is next up. He's in Richmond, listening to 106.1 of CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Dallas?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing this morning?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Good.
I wanted to call in reference to the MJ LeBron comparison.
Yeah.
Now, LeBron's going to have numbers, and that's good. That's because he's been playing for a long time. But, I mean, to me, it's not close. Because you got to add in playoff numbers. You got to also add in defensive numbers. And I think people forget about that when it comes to comparing LeBron to Michael Jordan. He's a good player, don't get me wrong. But you got to look at the playoff averages, the playoff numbers, and all of that when you do that. So,
well, you're talking about, so you think that MJ's playoff averages put him above LeBron?
What's, say it again.
You're saying that Michael Jordan's playoff averages push him above LeBron.
Well, no, I'm just saying the whole package. When you put in the numbers plus the championships and just the intensity to which he played the game, I mean, it's really not that close. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, LeBron's stacking up numbers, but we're talking about winning.
Well,
know,
okay, so
it's just not close.
But that's two different arguments that you're making, Dallas. And I actually think it is absolutely a close argument and a close debate. I don't think you can say it's not close. When you say it's about winning, that's one thing, and that's totally fair if you want to dictate it about winning in his six championships and what have you. And the intensity with which he played with, okay, that's a different conversation. But then it's not about numbers, because scoring numbers, scoring averages, assists, rebounds, games, total NBA finals, total playoff games played, all of that will end up being in LeBron's court. Now, part of this is because Michael retired in his prime for 2 years, and then again retired after 1998. But you can't say it's about numbers and winning, because LeBron's going to have all the numbers. That's done. He's going to get all the numbers when all is said and done, certainly passing Michael. Coming up here next on the show. The jar is popped, and there you are. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 da, da, da. The lid is popped, and there you are, looking at death by salsa, and I'm gonna be scarred. That pepper's on fire. Just how hard you I'm so worried. And it shows. One spicy moment, I reach for that jar. One spicy moment, I'm going to be scarred. One spicy moment is frozen in time. There's no Robbie Rosenhaus. He's stuck in traffic. Yes, I'll never see him. He'll never pay off this bet. It'll be only me chugging milk next segment. One spicy moment, I reach for that milk. One spicy moment, why did I agree to this? It's coming up here next. I will eat death by salsa. You can watch at watchda.com. The digital simulcast, the video feed is going right now. That's on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, on your PC, on your smartphone. WatchDA.com. And it's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio, and
welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
I'm a shown up D alien now, sir. I will be calling back soon. Thank you so much, DA from Starville. Hail State.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Glad you're with us. The DA show's full episodes available on iTunes. Simply go there and search DA and CBS, and you'll find full episodes, full hours, full interviews, full everything on iTunes for your listening pleasure, DA On Demand. Also on our brand new refurbished website, that's daoncbs.com, all of CBS Sports Radio. Got a reboot, which looks great. It's easy to find the PGP, all of our daily audio there. Go to daoncbs.com. And it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio. Use the hashtag AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So the newest update for One Spicy Moment is that Robbie Rosenhaus has made it. Is that correct, Merez?
All right. So he just texted me in the break, parking.
Okay.
Then I just got three texts in a row. Forget it, no spots. Enjoy the salsa. Then I'll be up soon. So I said, are you coming or not?
He's all over the place.
He goes, I am coming, dude. I'll eat at 11:40 now. There's just no spots. When I'm pretty sure there would be metered parking downstairs.
What is going on with this guy?
So, I mean, he claims he's going to be up here at 11:40.
Fine. Well, I'm eating without him.
All right.
Fine.
Listen, he's trying to get here.
Okay. All right. Good. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either. This is on you, big guy.
This is on me? This is on me?
This is on you.
How is this on me?
Because you made this guy a character of the show. The only reason he was even involved for Bogus to pick, because you wanted him as a part of the show. So if you want him as a part of the show, you got to take the good with the bad with him. This is what a lot of people warned you about.
This is what everybody warned me about.
You didn't want to listen.
Mike tweets, Robbie did stab you in the back before when he was late for the PGP. This is his MO. Hashtag, a shark doesn't change his teeth. That was a phrase Merez used on the PGP. I've got my milk in front of me, as you can see at watchda.com. The digital simulcast going on right now. Watchda.com. I've got more my tortillas in front of me as well. I've got the death by salsa in front of me also. John's next up. He's in Tennessee, listening on CBS Sports Radio 640. Hello, John.
Hey, DA. How's it going?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well. I just wanted to make a kind of a comment, maybe interject on the previous caller on the MJ LeBron debate. I agree with everything you say, and I catch myself watching LeBron, and I'm like, this guy is the best basketball player ever. And then there's two things that stick in my mind. One is when Jordan, those 8 or 9 years before he broke through, there weren't, for the large majority of it, there weren't the Miami Heat and the Orlando Magic and the Minnesota Timberwolves and these expansion franchises that have watered down to a certain extent the depth of NBA teams.
Fair.
So he wasn't having to go through Bad Boy Pistons and, you know, Bird, McHale, Parrish, Celtics to get to those finals. But you're absolutely right. The team that he took was atrocious and had no business being there, save for him. And I want to make a golf analogy, and then I'll hang up and listen to your take on it. Rory McIlroy, a couple years ago when he won the U.S. Open, he set a scoring record with like 15 or 16 under par at the U.S. Open. Everybody's like, oh, this is the greatest. Tiger Woods was only 12 under in his 2000 U.S. Open victory. And when you go back and look at it, with Rory, yeah, he was lower under par. When LeBron's going to be past Jordan in all the categories, but there were 10, 11, 12 other guys under par with him. And the U.S. Open that Tiger won at 12 under, second place was 3 over. So the landscape and the scenery was a little different, was a little harder in Tiger's time than it was in Rory's time.
And I think that's fair, John. Let me jump in there. I think that's totally fair. You're right. Remember, when Jordan is going through the 80s and then early 90s, you're right, it's before some of the expansion. Not all of it, though. Remember that the Heat and the Magic, the Timberwolves, they all come in late 80s and the Charlotte Hornets, so it's like 88, 89, 90. And remember that Jordan doesn't win a championship until 1991. So he does have a number of expansion teams there. But I do think your point is well taken. The opposition that Jordan went through, specifically the Bad Boys Pistons, specifically, because he really only battled Bird and the Celtics in 1986. By the time he's actually knocking on the door for a championship, those Celtics teams had aged out of true contention. He's really only battling the Pistons on the way up, but he gets through them simply by virtue of timing. LeBron never had a knock on the door through a dynasty. That's just timing on his part. And the Eastern Conference just hasn't been, it didn't have a mano a mano. It looked like the Chicago Bulls could be that team with Derrick Rose. Obviously, early it was those Piston teams of the 2000s that were so good. We thought maybe the Pacers would be that team with Paul George, but it has never come to fruition that there was a team. Clearly, the Celtics with the big three was kind of a bugaboo for LeBron. That'd be the closest thing you could say. But there wasn't a long time where he was constantly battling the same team in the playoffs. And that's just by virtue of timing. Look, I think the fact of the matter is this. There is no wrong argument here. If you think that Michael is the greatest basketball player of all time because of his championships, it's hard to argue that. He is still, in my mind, the greatest basketball player ever. But I absolutely believe there's an argument right now to be made for LeBron. And when all is said and done, I believe when we look back on LeBron's career with some context, when it's done, we will say LeBron surpassed Michael, because LeBron will have had, outside of the 6 championships and 0 finals losses, I think LeBron will win in every other category. But my point is this. LeBron's postseason this year is going to be another one of those 2007 runs, because this Cavs team is not very good. And they could go back to the NBA Finals. And all the things that we say about, boy, long postseason runs, wear and tear on the body, playoff minutes. I mean, we're talking about the Warriors wearing down right now because of all of their playoff runs. They've only been to 3 straight NBA Finals. LeBron's been to 7. Now, the Warriors have been in the West, but my point is the extent, the longevity, the multiplicity, how much LeBron has done of everything all of the time forever is going to end up, I think, by the back end of his career, us looking back and going, yep, that was the greatest basketball career we ever saw. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. Saint Soccer tweets, DA, Robbie's worried about sweating twice in a day. My man should not limit his perspiration. Mraz wouldn't pull this.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
You feel like you would step up to the plate and you would eat the salsa, no questions asked?
Yeah, I've already eaten ghost chili pepper salsa after losing a bet on the show. My reputation precedes me.
Eric is next up. He's in New York listening to CBS Sports Radio on the TuneIn app. Good morning, Eric.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Permission to come aboard.
Granted. What's up, bud?
Well, I think the word everyone is looking for today is anthroporogic.
Yes.
Mic drop, peace.
All right, see ya. Gio said that Mraz looked like a walking pierogi. I said that the pepper on the top of this jar looked anthropomorphic. Mraz said that's a word that you just made up. He had obviously never heard of it before. Mraz is anthropierogic. All right, so I'll be fair. I'm getting a little nervous here. I've got to eat this thing right now. And Mraz, what's the hottest thing that you've ever eaten? Was it that ghost chili?
Yeah, it would have to be the ghost chili salsa, which at the time would have been the hottest salsa you could get on the streets, if you will. This seems to have surpassed that, as the habanero trend has grown in this country.
Okay, so I got a little butterflies here. I should have probably scheduled this for the final hour of the show so that I could just go out in peace, but I have to do it now, and we've got an hour of radio next hour.
Two interviews.
Which is good. They can carry some of the weight here, carry some of the water. We've got Kenyon Martin coming up at the top of the hour, top of the show, or top of the hour, next hour rather, to lead off the third hour of the show, talking about the NBA playoffs and the Big Three draft, which I happened to watch some of last night during intermission of the hockey games. And then also Bucky Brooks on the NFL draft. All right, Mraz, so could you come into this room with me? Because I want to have you smell the salsa as I open.
Am I bringing my headphone equipment here or just...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm coming in.
Okay. Here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You can watch at watchda.com. The simulcast going on as we speak. Watchda.com. Let's start here, Mraz. What'd you think about my decision to go with the tortillas that are kind of flat tortillas instead of the scoops?
I hate it. I mean, we said all along we were going to do a scoop, full scooping, and I asked you right away when you came in the bag, and you said, we have like a deli up the block.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only one they had. Well, I mean, what are you doing waiting until the last minute just to run into the closest deli?
Okay, this one's kind of a scoopy.
Okay, you use that.
Okay.
Yeah, this should have been taken care of last night.
Well, is this on me?
Again, another error by you. I think you just assumed that everywhere would have had scoop chips. It's hot, huh?
I'm smelling it.
DA's face, a look of shock. Is it really that hot?
Well, I'll tell you this. It smells different.
Okay, let me see.
Smells different than a normal salsa.
Ooh. It's got like a hot smoky smell to it.
But it smells...
Yeah, it's different.
That smells different.
It almost has a baby food smell to it. Almost like crushed up carrots or something.
All right, so I want you to tell me what is the appropriate amount.
Okay.
I'm not.
It's supposed to be one. I mean, you've put in four chips down. We only said you had to eat one scoop helping. So go to that scoop one. That's a good amount.
Is that a healthy scoop?
That's a good amount, but you just got to make sure a bunch of it doesn't fall off onto the plate. Like, that's got to get in your mouth. All right, DA is loading up the chip like a swimming pool. Okay, he found the perfect amount on the scoop.
All right. That's fair, right?
That is a total fair. This would be you paying up for losing. He's taking off the headphones. This is big. I told you to get gloves, too. No gloves.
No gloves.
All right. Put it in, big boy.
Oh, God.
Here we go. All right, that's a good crunch.
Oh, my God.
He's tapping on the desk. His eyes are lighting up. Wow, I've never seen your eyes pulsate like this. This isn't a show. You okay, too? Get the milk. Get the milk. DA is now clenched. His face is bright red. Swallowing. He's coughing. Don't touch your eyes. If I could tell you one thing about eating spicy food, dude, he just went to touch his eyes. You don't touch your eyes after touching something spicy. He's drinking the milk. His hand is shaking. His hand is shaking, folks. Is DA going to survive? Wow.
Oh, God.
You okay? Your eyes are watering, man. Your tip of your nose is red. I've never seen your hand shake like that.
Oh, God.
You're a man of your word. That looks like the most vicious bet payoff we have done on the show. DA is now getting up, stretching out his back. He's had back problems in the past if you followed the career here. Keep slurping the milk, and a slurp. He is kicking his leg down like a horse ready to come out of the gates at the Kentucky Derby.
Wow. I can't talk.
He can't talk. Tapping his feet down, hands shaking. His eyes are literally watering. He's raising his hands up. Another milk. The arm continues to shake. I don't think DA will be having another chip.
No way.
No way. He says no way. No moss. No moss.
It's still burning.
Still burning. The milk is not helping. Go right out of the carton, man. Go right out of the carton. He filled up a little plastic cup with the milk. That's clearly not going to be enough. He's already done it. He's continuing the pour instead of going out of the carton because he still has decor. Imagine having that much decor while feeling this heat. I can't imagine.
This is really tough.
I could tell.
My whole throat is on fire.
I have never seen you cry before. You have tears, like real tears, welled up in the side of your eyes. Okay.
This is hard.
This is hard. This is, I would say, in the 5 years of the DA show, we've done a lot of bet payoffs. I didn't feel like this after the ghost chili salsa. This is the hardest I've seen somebody punished.
My mouth is still on fire.
This is unbelievable. Pepper Palace in Minnesota at the Mall of America was no joke here. As we are bringing a close to the hour, this is going to be an interesting break. We really don't, is DA going to survive here so we can captain the mothership through the final hour here on the DA show? Kenyon Martin on the NBA playoffs in the Big Three draft next. Plus reaction on if DA will survive. More to come here on the break, and check it all out at watchda.com. More of the DA show next on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.